Today we're starting the ninth parak of Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. We will have one mission in this parak, so it's a long mission. It covers a variety of different topics, six to be exact. So let's go through the Mishnah. Haroa makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. If a person sees a place where miracles happen to the Jewish people, Omer, one is supposed to say Baruch she'asa nisim lavaseinu b'makom hazeh. There's a bracha for that. That Hashem made a miracle for the Jewish people in this place, for our forefathers in this place. Mokom she'ne'ekra mimenu akum. If you see a place where avodah zarah has been uprooted, Omer baruch she'akar akum me'artzenu. You say a bracha that Hashem uprooted avodah zarah from our land. Tosfos points out that Yerushalmi masnik she'ne'ekra akum mikol eretz Yisrael. That the Yerushalmi says that you only recite this bracha if avodah zarah was uprooted from the entire land of Israel, but just from a single place, that is not success. Partial failure in getting rid of Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael is not success. It has to be uprooted from the entire land. You also get the impression that if you see other places where Avodah Zarah has been uprooted, you don't say a bracha, because the bracha is Mei Artzenu, that it's specifically a din in Eretz Yisrael, because there's specifically a mitzvah to do so in Eretz Yisrael, that when we go into Eretz Yisrael, we're supposed to destroy and get rid of all places of Avodah Zarah. Alazikin, if you see a shooting star, v'ala zvaos, or you see or experience an earthquake, v'ala ra'amim, or ra'amim. Rashi says, what are ra'amim? So Rashi says, mefarish b'gemara, we'll see later. V'ala ruchos, person sees ruchos, v'ala barakim, and barakim, we'll see thunder, lightning. Omer baruch shekocho gvraso malei olam. Person recites a bracha, shekocho gvraso malei olam. For mountains and valleys and seas and rivers and deserts, Omer, Baruch Osa Voracious. You recite a bracha, Baruch Osa Voracious. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haro Es Hayam Agadol Omer, Baruch Sha'asa Es Hayam Agadol. If you see the Yam Agadol, you say a bracha on seeing the Yam Agadol, but that's only Bizman Shere'ehu Leprakim. That's only if you see it every once in a while. What does it mean, once in a while? So we assume it means once every 30 days. But if you see it more frequently than that, then does not warrant its own bracha. Now, the ro'ehu sounds like it, if you see it. But really, it's going on, the Re'im Horovitz in the back of the Gemara points out, it's going on all these things. All these things are only brachas that you say if you see these places or these things or these events once every 30 days. Well, not all of them. Some of the, like, natural phenomenon, thunder, lightning, may not be that way. But in terms of places that something significant happened, it would be only if you see it once every 30 days. So that is the first topic of the Mishnah. The first topic of the Mishnah is brachos on things that you see, on birch sari'iyah, on things that you see, things that are impressive. Next topic of the Mishnah, and the second to last skinny line of the Mishnah, ala geshamim, v'ala b'soros tovos, if there's rain, presumably in Israel, or good news, Omer baruch atov ha'metiv. One recites a baruch atov ha'metiv. Al b'soros ra'os omer, baruch dynamis. On bad news, person recites a bracha baruch tayin emes, acknowledging that God is a true judge. Bana bayis chadash v'kana kelim chadashim. If you build a new house or you buy new utensils, apparently expensive utensils or chashva utensils, important utensils, Omer baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu mazman hazeh. Then you recite a bracha of shechiyanu. Mevarich ala ra'a me'in ala tova v'ala tova me'in ala ra'a. We make a bracha on good things that have a bad side to it and on bad things that have a good side to it. Meaning there are certain things that seem great in the short run, but in the long run, they are bad. There are certain things that are the reverse. So we say a bracha on all these things. And the Gemara will give examples of what exactly that is. V'atzoik l'sha'avar harezu tefilas shav. So I guess the second topic of our Mishnah is brachos on good and bad. Making brachos on good things and bad things. Third topic is now Hatzoik l'sha'avar harezu tefilas shav. If a person davens for what's already happened, it is a wasted tefillah. So a person, what they call crying over spilled milk. It's too late. It already happened. That is a wasted tefillah. We don't daven that the Yankees should win the World Series last year. It's too late. We don't daven that they should win the World Series next year either. That's probably also a tefillah shav, but it's a real tefillah shav if you daven about last year. If one's wife is pregnant, for example, Va'omer, he says, Yehi ratzon sh'teile rishti zachar. May be God's will that my wife give birth to a baby boy. Harezu tefila shav. If she's already pregnant, that's a tefila shav. If she's not yet pregnant and you daven to have a baby boy, it's not a tefila shav. But she's already pregnant, it's a waste of tefila. Why? It's already there. It's already determined. One way or the other. It is what it is. Hayababa derech, if a person was traveling, vishama called tzvacha be'ir, and he hears a tumult, a commotion going on in the city, and it sounds like something really bad is going on. Va'omer, and he says, yehi ratzon shlotai b'toch besi, let this not be in my house where this terrible stuff is happening. Harezu tfilas shav. That too is a wasted tefillah, because it either is in your house or it's not in your house. I was driving in the car, I was on my way home, and I heard on the radio on WCBS, it said, there is a house fire in North Woodmere. It was on Hanukkah time, so it was obviously from Hanukkah candles that a house went on fire. So for me at that point to say, oh gosh, I hope this isn't my house, that is a tefillas shav. It either is or isn't. So, thank God no one was hurt, although a house was destroyed. It was not my house. But still, let's say tefillas shav to daven for something like that at that point. Hanichnas lekrach mispalel shtayim. If someone goes into a city, he should say two tefillos. Achas b'chnisaso v'achas b'yitziaso. Once on your way in, that everything should go peacefully on your way in. And once on your way out, that you should be able to travel out in peace. Benazi omer arba, four tefillos. Shtayim b'chnisaso, shtayim b'yitziaso. Two on your way in, two on your way out. No say no da al shavar b'tzoyk ala asid. The attitude we have toward tefillah is that we thank Hashem for what already happened, and we daven to Hashem, make requests for what has not yet happened. But that relates to tefillah shav. If a person is asking Hashem for what already happened, well, that's too late. That's a tefillah shav. Our attitude toward what already happened is hoda'a, is thank you, Hashem. Person has to say a bracha on bad the same way he says a bracha on good. Shenamar, because pasuk says v'achta Hashem l'kacha b'chol levavcha means v'shnei yitzrecha b'yetzer tov u'b'yetzer hara. B'chol levavcha teaches us that with both yetzer tov and yetzer hara, u'b'chol nafshcha, and you have to love Hashem with all your soul, afilu notas nafshcha, even if it means you're going to lose your life. U'b'chol modecha b'chol mamoncha, even with all your money. And this is the reason we're calling this pasuk. B'chol ma'odecha means b'chol midah midah shu modelah chavim modelah. That a person has to say a bracha to Hashem, however Hashem decides to dole out blessing to you, whether it's in small measure, large measure, or measures of what seem like curses, you always have to be mevarich Hashem. You have to be mevarich Hashem on bad, the same way you mevarich on the good. There is a question that the Achronim asks, the Chachmas Menoch in the back of the Gemara asks, why doesn't it just say you even have to make a bracha on bad? Why is it kishem? Just like you make a bracha on good, so too you make a bracha on bad. What's the equivalency? What? Emphatic in your bracha. Good. So one possibility is you should be with just as hartzik, just as sincere in your bracha for bad as it is for good, because you recognize that it all comes from the Dayan HaEmes. The Chachmas Menoch suggests that the reason they're connected is ki gam al kol hara'a me'is Hashem yisparach hi tova, because really all the bad that comes from Hashem, if we think it's bad, it's really good. Kol da'avid rachmana letav avid. Everything Hashem does is really for the good. We just don't see it. So just like we are mevarich or mashpia shefa bracha milmala, meaning he suggests when one says a bracha, what are we saying? Baruch atah Hashem, Hashem, you should be gebenched. Ah, shkayach, I'm Hashem, I don't need you to tell me I should be gebenched. No, what are we saying? That Hashem is the source of bracha, and by acknowledging him as the source of bracha, we're opening up the shefa of bracha. We're bringing his bracha down into this world. So he suggests that that's equally appropriate al hara'a as it is al hatova. That there is bracha coming. It's all the tav of it. Everything major, everything Hashem does is the tav of it. And if something major happened, it means it's majorly good. We just don't yet know how. So it's kedai to open up that shefa even when something that we perceive as bad happened. That's what the Chachos Menoch says in the back of the Gemara. Lo yakol ad mesrosha keneged shar hamizrach. A person should not be lightheaded or, you know, act inappropriately, think inappropriately when he's across from the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, shu mechuvin kareg beis kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's right near the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Similarly, v'lo yikarnis la Har HaBayis b'makalo u'b'mnolo u'b'pndoso b'avak shal raglov. Person has to have a great respect for Har HaBayis, so you don't go into Har HaBayis with your walking stick, with your shoes on, with your money belt, with the dirt on your feet. V'lo yasenu kapandrio rikiko mikal v'chomer, and you don't make the Har HaBayis into a shortcut. You don't spit on the Har HaBayis. Based on Kal V'chomer, if you can't even walk with shoes on the Har HaBayis, you certainly shouldn't totally disrespect the Har HaBayis. So, and on, once we're talking about the Har HaBayis and the Mikdash, we mentioned something that happened in the Mikdash. Kol chos mei bracha shav Mikdash hayomer ma'ad ha'olam. When they would finish any bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, they would finish it with the phrase ad ha'olam. Mishakilkalu at tzdukim, once the tzdukim started messing things up, va'amru, when they started saying, ein olam ela echad, ooh, you're saying ad olam, must be that there is only one world. Why would the tzdukim say that there is only one world? What did the tzdukim believe? Torah Shebichsav. Where does it talk about olam haba in the Pashup Shad and Torah Shebichsav? Nowhere. So the tzdukim would say, "Ah, look, it's only one world. There is no olam haba. It doesn't say anything about olam haba in the chumash. So, what would motivate the tzdukim to follow the rules though, if there's no olam haba, if there's no ultimate reward? So that pash pshat and tarash b'chsav is in b'chukos aitelechu. If you do the will of Hashem, Hashem rewards you in this world that you can get all the schar. So the tzdukim thought it's still worth it to follow what it says in the Torah because we're going to get blessed in this world for that. But there is no next world. That's what the tzdukim said. They said, "Ein olam ela echad." So iskinu the made a takana sheyomrim min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. They made a takana that you say min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. When did they make that takana to say min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam? In the times of Ezra. Asks someone in the back of the Gemara, that seems strange. Mar Tzchais raises the question. When did historically the tzdukim start? So he said, tzdukim were from the Talmidim of Antigonus, asher tov b'kavanos rabim. They didn't understand their teachings of their Rebbe. When he said, al tiyu kavadim amisham shenas rav al menas kabel pras. They didn't understand when he said that you shouldn't serve al menas kabel pras. They thought that meant we shouldn't serve al menas kabel pras because there's not going to be any pras. There is no olam haba. That was after the times of Ezra. So how could it be that Ezra made a takana to change a bracha because of what the tzdukim were doing? Tzdukim didn't exist yet in the times of Ezra. It's a strong question. How could Ezra have reacted to tzdukim? Tzdukim didn't exist yet. So what he suggests, and you have to come up with something, first of all, one simple answer is, if you look in the side of your Gemara, in the margin of your Gemara, they changed the girsa from tzdukim to minim. And then maybe hinting to what Maariv Chayes answers anyway, which is that they weren't an organized group yet. There were always like a few kooks who believed like these crazy ideas that they just weren't called tzdukim. They didn't have a name for the group yet. I mean, there were always apikorsim in the world. They just didn't call them whatever, you know, reform or whatever. You know, the takana was to respond to those people, even though as a group, as a unit, they didn't exist yet. So they made a takana that you should say mina olam v'yada olam to acknowledge that there are two worlds. The iskinu, they also made a takana sheyadam shol l'shalom chaveru b'shem, that when a person greets his friend, he should do so using the name of Hashem. Shneimar inei boaz ba mi beis lechem vayomer lekotrim Hashem imachem vayomer lo yivarecha Hashem vayomer Hashem imcha gibor ha'chayil. Ve'omer, al tivoz ki zakni imecha. Ve'omer, esas Hashem eferu sarasecha. That when the time comes to act for God, sometimes we do things that seem to be against the Torah in order to protect, to do the right thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says, I would say it in the reverse. Heferu sarasecha mishom esas Hashem. All the Achronim are bothered by that kash also. What does Rabbi Nosson have? That you should reverse it? I mean, it means the same thing, that when in desperate times call for desperate measures. What's the most famous example where Chazal instituted a new idea, a new rule based on Esas Hashem Eferu Sarasecha, saying, we know that this is forbidden to do, but we have to do it. It's going to be the only way to protect the Torah.
Oh, writing down Torah Shebal Peh.
There you go, writing down Torah Shebal Peh. It's usher to write Torah Shebal Peh, but it was the only way the Torah was going to survive. So they had to make what's called Islas Hashem Heferu Sarasecha. So the but the Achronim are bothered. Why? What did Rabbi Nassim really add over here? So it could be just as simple as this. This is the last Mishnah Maseches Brachos. We have an idea that we try to start and finish with the Dvar Tov. We always try to start off with something positive, and we always try to finish with something positive. We don't want the last words of the Masechta to be Heferu Sarasecha, let's undo the Torah. We'd much rather the last words of the Masechta be Eis Lasos Hashem, let's act for God. So we want to end on the Dvar Tov. We want to be Messiah in Dvar Tov. There are other suggestions as well, but that's one possible suggestion. Okay, good. So the first main point is that there are six topics in the Mishnah, which include Birchas Ra'iyah, Brachos on good and bad, Tfilas Shav, Hadadarshan V'Aftas Hashem Elkecha, respect for Harabayis, and greeting with Shem Hashem. So lots and lots of Leibedik topics that we'll discuss over the next 9 blocks. Birchas Ra'iyah, Brachos on good and bad, Tfilas Shav, Darshaning V'Aftas Hashem Elkecha, respecting Harabayis, and greetings with Shem Hashem. Good. On we go. Says Gemara, Mina Hanimili. How do I know this to be true, that you say a bracha when you see a place where miracles happened? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Damakra, because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Yitzil Eschem. You understand? Yisro made a bracha when he saw the place where the miracles happened to the Jewish people, that we were saved at Kriyas Yamsuf. Anisa Derabim Mevarchina. Anisa Diyach Lom Mevarchina. Ask Gemara, wait, we only say a bracha when Nisim happened to Yisrael? For the whole Jewish people, for the rabbim, but not when miracles happen for an individual. I'll show you a number of great examples of people who said a bracha on individual miracles. There was a guy that was traveling on Aver Yamina, a certain place. Nafale Aryeh, a lion attacked him. Isavale Nisa v'itzelmine, a miracle happened and he was saved from the attacking lion. Asal Kameh the Rava, he came to Rava Malay, and Rava told him, Kol Emas Dematas Lasam, anytime you go there, Brich Baruch Shasli Nes M'makom Hazeh, you should always recite a bracha that Hashem, you made a miracle for me in this place. Marbre the Ravina Vakazel Bipikta Da Arvos Vitzach Lamaya, he was traveling in Pikta Da Arvos, and he became thirsty for water. Is Avale Nisa, a miracle happened, Ivrile Eina Damaya V'Ishti, a spring of water popped up out of nowhere, and he was able to drink. V'suzim nechad, another time, avakazel b'ristcha d'machuza. He was traveling by ristcha d'machuza. V'nafal alei gamla pritza, and a wild, dangerous camel attacked him. Isparkalei ashisa, and then all of a sudden, the wall that was in the house, that was right next to where he was standing, sort of caved in partially, so created an opening. Olagava, and he jumped in through that opening into the house to escape the camel, and he managed to escape. Kimatala Aravos. So when he got to the, whenever in the future he got to Aravos, Brich, he would say a bracha, Baruch Shasalines, Baravos Uvagava. That Hashem, you did two miracles for me. One by Aravos, where I had the water, and the other one by the camel, that I escaped the camel. Kimatala Ristika de Machuza. When he would get to Ristika de Machuza, where the camel miracle happened, Brich, he would say a bracha, Baruch Shasalines, Bagamul Baravos. Hashem, you made a miracle for me with the camel and also by the by Aravos with the water. He would always acknowledge both miracles whenever he would say a bracha, but he would put the miracle of that place first. The Achronim point out, it's a little strange. One of the places he identifies by the place, Aravos. The other one he identifies with what happened there, the gamel. So that's a little bit odd. Why doesn't he say either the Gamal and the Mayim, or Ravos and the other place, Ristika, right? Why is it? Okay, so that's a good kasha. But bottom line is, question mark right there. How can our Mishnah say you only say a bracha on Nisim that happened to the community, to the Rabbim? Apparently even individuals say a bracha on Nisim that happens to them. So answers the Gemara, Amri, Anisa Rabbim Kuli Alma Mechayvi Livruchi. Anisa diyachid ihu chayv levuchay. Big difference. When an ace happens to the rabbim, everybody, whether you were part of that miracle or not part of the miracle, has to say a bracha. When an ace happens to the yachid, only the person who was the direct beneficiary of that ace actually says a bracha. We'll make that the main point. That a ace to rabbim, everybody says a bracha on the place. But for an ace of a yachid, only the beneficiary of the miracle recites a bracha in that place. I should have mentioned also, by the way, all these brachas that we say in the Mishnah, Tosus points out at the very first Tosus in the Perek, that all the brachas that we're talking about over here, even though the Mishnah only says, you say a bracha, Baruch Shasanisim Avaseinu B'makom Hazeh, it really means, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shasanisim Avaseinu B'makom Hazeh. All the brachas we're going to mention in this parak, that's important to keep in mind, because we're going to have a lot of familiar brachas in this parak. Baruch Shasamayis Abreishis, Koch Gvras Malei Olam, Shechianu, all the brachas have to be, we're going to have a Hamapil. All the brachas have to be b'shem u'malchus. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech olam. That's what Tosfos writes. Important Tosfos, nun dalet amin aleph. That all these brachas are supposed to be with shem and malchus. Okay, on we go. Tan Rabbanan. Yeah, Tan Rabbanan. Haro ma'avaros hayam. If you see one of the following eight things. The place of passing over the sea. Ma'avaros hayarden. The place where we pass over the Yarden. Ma'avaros nachle Arnon. The place where we pass through the nachle Arnon. The Gemara will explain. Avne al gavish b'marid beis charon, or the avne al gavish b'marid beis charon. We'll explain that tomorrow. Evan shabikish lizrok og melech habashan al Yisrael, or you see the stone that og melech habashan wanted to throw over the Jewish people. The evan sheyashav la Moshe b'shasha asi Yoshua milcham b'amalik, the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on when Yoshua was making war with Amalek. V'ishto shalot, if you see Lot's wife. V'chomas Yericho shnivla b'mekoma, or the walls of Yericho that have been swallowed into the ground in the spot. Where did that happen? What book? Yeshua, good. Al kulan tzarech sheiten hodah v'shevach lefnei hamakom. For all those eight things, you have to give hodah and shevach, thanks and praise to Hashem. So says Mara, what are these eight things? Well, bishlam ma'avaros hayam. I know what ma'avaros hayam means. Tichsiv v'yavo b'nei Yisrael b'soch hayam v'yabasha. The Jewish people went through on dry land, the middle of the Yamsuf. So that's pretty miraculous. Ma'avaros hayarden also. Tichsiv v'yamdu ha'kohanim nosei aron b'ris Hashem v'charava b'soch hayarden. They were standing in the dry land in middle of the Yarden. Hachein v'chol Yisrael over b'charava ad asher tamu kol ha'goy la'avaros hayarden. So they all managed to pass through the Yarden. So that's a great miracle. Ela ma'avaros nachle Arnon min olam. What is this ma'avaros nachle Arnon? What's that about? What miracle happened there? So says the Gemara, an amazing miracle. Dechsiv pasuk says al kein yomar b'sefer melchamos Hashem es v'heiv b'sufa. The words es v'heiv b'sufa. What is that about? What is the es v'heiv b'sufa? Well, it is the story of the ma'avaros nachle Arnon, and the story goes as follows. Even though the Gemara in Kedushin has an entirely different drasha from the words Esvei B'sufa, you remember that drasha? Esvei B'sufa means that even if you have two people learning together and they look like they want to kill each other, they're fighting and they're arguing and they look like they're oivim zelizah, but once they get up from their learning, nasa ka'ohavim, they love each other even more. So you have Avu B'no, Rav Talmido, they're going at it, but by the end they love each other. So this is an entirely different drasha. Esvei B'sufa, Tana, Esvev Besufa, are Shnei Mitzoraim Hayu. There were these two Mitzoraim named Es and Hev. Dav Mahalchim Besof Machne Yisrael. They were Besofa. They were at the end of the encampment of the Jewish people. Why were these Mitzoraim at the end of the camp of the Jewish people? They were Mitzoraim. They were sent out. They weren't allowed in the camp. Kavakachalf Yisrael Asu Amorai Avdi Luhu. When the Jewish people would pass by, our enemies went into the mountains and they built caves for themselves. They went into cave, they hid in caves in the mountains. Amri, and they said, they said, when the Jewish people pass by, we'll ambush them, we'll be able to kill them. They didn't realize that the Aron was traveling in front of the Jewish people. What was the Aron doing? It was leveling mountains in front of them. So these people were hiding in mountains, hoping we're going to pass through the valley and they'll have a great angle to attack us. When the Aron came, it squeezed the two mountains together and it killed all the people that were hiding in the caves in the mountains waiting to ambush us. v'nachas tamayu l'nachle Arnon, and their blood started dripping down into the Nachle Arnon. Ki asu esvehev, when esvehev came in the back of the camp, chazu damet the kavnafik mibeni ture, they saw blood dripping from the mountains. Asu v'armilu l'Yisrael v'amushira. So they esvehev came and told the Jewish people, "You're never going to believe what happened. You probably don't even realize how Hashem just saved you." So then they sang shira. So that was the great miracle of the Nachle Arnon. So last main point on Nundalim Aleph, the Braisa gives a list of 8 places where miracles happened, and we say brachos for it. Where miracles happened, and we give Shevach L'Hodat Hashem for those miracles. Okay, so we'll pick up from the further explanation of the other miracles tomorrow. That's Rosh Hashanah.